LiveWire with Phil Richards.
Hi, it's Phil Richards and welcome to LiveWire. Now, North London ska punk band The Force Dots are celebrating 45 years of playing their unique blend of ska punk and reggae with the release of an album entitled A Finger in the Sun. And the band is also releasing a single, We All Love a Party. Joining me now to talk about it is Roger Tichborne from the band. Roger, welcome to LiveWire.
Hi, nice to speak to you, Phil.
Yeah, great. Okay, so we're going to talk about your new single coming up. You're The Force Dots. And tell us about The Force Dots celebrating, in fact, 45 years of playing that sort of unique blend of ska, punk and reggae. Tell us about yourselves.
Yeah, so the band's been going since February 1979 in various guises. We're celebrating our 45th anniversary this year. When we first got together back in 1979, I was 16 and the rest of the band was about the same age, 14, 15, 16, 17. One of the sort of more notable things, one of our very first drummers was Paul Marvin, who was the son of Hank Marvin. And so some of our very first rehearsals we actually had up in Hank's studio up in Radler. And one of the songs we do, Not All She Seems, Hank actually wrote the guitar lick on it. He used to come in and jam with us, and he sort of said, oh, this would sound good over it. And he gave some quite useful advice. I mean, one of the things he always said was, just keep it simple, you know. A memorable, simple riff works far better than something that's sort of overly complicated. And he said, B.B. King always said when Yngwie Malmsteen criticised him for not playing enough notes, he goes, yeah, you might play 24 notes in the time it takes me to play three, but what are the three notes I play sound like? So,
yeah, pretty different from things like Apache and all those Shadows numbers, but it's still playing the guitar, isn't it? It all works, I guess.
Yeah. No, I mean, funny enough, I've got a couple of elder brothers of 16 years older than me, and they were really into rock and roll and simple, and Hank Marvin was a big sort of favourite of theirs. And so when I was growing up, I was always hearing things like Apache and all that. And so it had a big influence on me and the way I played. And I think that you cannot ignore the impact of people like Hank on British rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Classic music of its time. And Apache, what a track, eh? Tell us about how the band slowly progressed and collaborated with other artists.
Yeah, we've done all sorts of things over the years. I mean, when we first started, we were just a sort of three-stroke, four-piece. A bunch of kids didn't really know much about anything, and we were doing what we were doing. And it took us a couple of years to sort of really find our feet. And By 1981, we'd evolved into a sort of band that were playing the London circuit, and then we went over and we did a tour of Scandinavia at the start of 1982, which was really good fun. And from about 1982 to about 1985, 86, we were pretty busy around London and the home counties and all that sort of stuff. And it seemed every time we got anywhere near a record company deal, someone would leave or the whole thing had fallen apart. And but we always had a strong live following, and our live shows have always been probably our strongest feature. And in about 1990, for various reasons, we sort of put the band on ice. Our current drummer, Graham Ramsey, Rambo as we like to call him, joined the band in 1985, and we went over to Belgium with that. Graham actually organised the tour. And we sort of put the band on ice for about 8-9 years, and then in about 2000 we got the band back together. But we weren't particularly doing it very seriously. We were very much playing local events, charities, doing sort of things to showcase other local bands. I mean, I run a music studio called Mill Hill Music Complex, and we've got a lot of bands coming through. And in Barnet, there isn't a lot of opportunities for them to play. So we'd organise little mini festivals and headline, because we'd always get our friends out and a few people had come down and we'd put people on. You know, we had some really good people come through. I mean, Kate Nash actually supported us just before she had a hit. I know her dad, Steve, quite well. And so, you know, that was almost always very much the ethos. And then we'd also quite a few sort of younger artists and different artists had come through and played. We had a brilliant singer for a while in around 2009, 2010, a young Sudanese girl called Connie Abay. And she actually worked with a rapper called, but unfortunately, just as it was with a rapper, that was pretty much very, very sort of changed for us. You know, we've been doing 5 or 6 gigs a year, doing the much changing with us, of commit to rehearsals. And he sort of put this, and he won a real sort of tragic son committed side and wants to sort of live it. And so I started doing a lot of the singing duty of being picked up. I mean, in 2011, when the City website for their Goal of the Month shows for them, and one of my good friends is Lee. It would be fun to write a song. One of their songs is Long Shot Kick the Bucket, which you may know. And I thought it'd be fun to write a song called Long Shot Didn't Die, which told the true story, and get Lee to sing it. And I sort of... we got into the studio, recorded some stuff, put it down, and I played it to Lee. And he goes, oh, you sound like you're channeling Ian Jury. And he said, you should do it. It's a good song. And it sort of made us think. And because of the situation with Graham and his bereavement, we really sort of worked very hard on doing upbeat stuff that would try and lift his mood. And so we started working on a completely new set that was... we've always done a little bit of ska and had a punky influence, but it was a lot more sort of fun and upbeat. And it when Alan, our previous singer, was in the band, we sort of wrote songs that were quite serious, and we changed the style a bit, and we very much moved into the sort of ska feel of stuff. And the big change came a couple of years ago in September, when Tony, who runs the Dublin Castle, rang me up to see if I knew any bands because he'd been let down. He called us on the Thursday, and there was meant to be a show the following Wednesday, and all the bands had pulled out. And so I got in touch with a couple of friends' bands, and I thought, you know what, we could do it. And so we did it. And to promote it, we put out a little song on YouTube that we'd been working on called The Burnt Oak Boogie. And to our surprise, it sort of went viral locally, and we had about 5,000 listens within a week. And it was quite interesting, because what then happened was we got quite a big audience. We got quite a big audience down at the gig, and Tony was there, offered us a residency. And so what we did was we started playing regularly at the Dublin Castle. We've done quite a few other gigs, and we've actually built up a really good following. And, you know, I'm 62, and Graham's about the same age. And Phil joined us in 2000, who's our bass player. And, you know, we're sort of playing with all these young bands now, and they're quite amazed that sort of such a group of old farts can make such a racket and get such a good response. And the real sort of final... part of the puzzle was last year when Tom Hammonds joined us on trumpet, which meant that the sort of ska feel of the music we could really bring out. So that's really where that's the history, the potted history of the band.
Yeah, so you've got a great lineup that works now, and we all love a party. It's going to be fantastic to hear. We're going to play that in a minute. And that's got that sort of like Ian Jury influence upon it then.
Yeah, I mean, Ian Jury has always been a massive influence on my music. I mean, I really, really got into music when the whole punk scene started. And following Lee Thompson's comment about channeling Ian Jury, I actually wrote a song called Channeling Ian Jury, and it was based on a conversation I had with Ian when I was about 15 or 16 years old in a cafe in Camden. I was having a cup of tea, and Ian walked in, and I was with Pete, who was then the bass player of the band. And you know, it's like you sort of little kids, and this sort of superstar had been on Top of the Pops the week before was there. And we thought, we can't let this go. And we sort of said to him, oh, Mr. Jury, we've got a band, any tips? And he goes, you doing any gigs? He said, no. He goes, got any instruments? Oh, we're sort of saving up to buy some guitars. He goes, I've got a couple of tips. Get yourself some guitars and do some gigs and then have a chat with me.
Yeah, nice one. Well, A Finger in the Sun is the album, and we're going to play that track in just a moment then. Just tell us about the track.
Well, the track is called We All Love a Party. I mean, Graham Rambo, our drummer, he comes from a real sort of middle working class family. His dad's was a skip lorry driver, and they lived on the sort of the council estate up there. And sort of Graham, when we're having rehearsals, we'll play the set and then we'll have a cup of tea and a chat. And he always regales us with stories of times gone by and growing up and, you know, sort of events at parties. And he's a great source of inspiration. And we were sort of talking about the type of parties you had at your house in the sort of 70s and 60s, when you sort of people had come round and you'd always have mushroom vol-au-vents and people would drink drinks like snowballs and baby shams. And it always started off where everyone was really sort of civilised and trying to be on their best behaviour. And by the end of the night, people would be thumping each other and people would sort of be doing the conga up and down the street. Yeah. And so we thought, you know what, we all love a party. And I mean, one of the things that we've come to realise is that music can change your mood, no matter how down you are. You know, if you hear a track that's fun, it can't help but put a smile on your face. So we tried to write it, and we like to believe We All Love a Party, the song you're going to play, is the ultimate party song. And we've been doing it at gigs, and people have been going absolutely mental for it.
Okay, Roger, just give us your social media details before we play that track.
Okay, right. The band is The False Dots. Instagram, The False Dots. We have a group on Facebook. So if you go on the Facebook and Google False Dots, the group will come up. Obviously, the single is We All Love a Party on Spotify. If you go on to YouTube and search on False Dots, you'll see all the stuff we've got. There's quite a few, we like to think, quite decent tracks on there. If you Google today, the most recent one will be our last single, Sci-Fi Girls, which is a celebration of the sort of sci-fi series and the girls that were in them of the 70s. And as of tomorrow, you'll be able to see our brand new video, which we think is pretty damn good.
Roger, thank you very much for chatting to us on Livewire today.
Thank you. Take care. Cheers, Phil.
Why? And no one had got married. No one had died. Asked all his friends. He asked all the neighbours. Put all us kids on our best behaviours. He got a load of beers. He got some baby sham, a mushroom for the bonks, and sandwiches with ham. He asked the local bookie. He also asked the priest. Never seen so much food. What a massive feast. Mum wore a dancing shoes. Daddy's Sunday best. We danced till the early hour. Didn't need a rest. Lord of a party. No, no. Until the conker drop your drawers. Cheeky. We all have a party. Better hide the gin. Georgia Dustman told some jokes when he hit the whiskey. His Mrs. Peg took him home. He was getting frisky. Me brother's got a guitar, played a tune or two. Sister drank some bull's blood, she threw up in the loo. Eric from the butcher shop took beer on his clothes. Uncle Derek got the hump, he punched him on the nose. Uncle Mick He did the twist, he nearly split his spleen. Auntie Mary was off her nut on her own mate Pacino, yeah. Sister, play the records, mum said turn it off. You can't dance properly to all that boogie stuff. Oh yeah, we all love a party. Cheeky. We all love a party. Woo-hoo! Auntie Dottie's here, so you better hide the gin.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.